some action today. Mansfield and Scott both called and said that they felt that.
Well, that's you going on the right. That's what they got the votes.
Yes, sir.
Both houses.
Yes, sir.
Good. Bring in diesel right away. Let's go. I think that's a good one. I see no reason not to.
Can I deal with the weather alarm? Guarantee your adjournment tonight for this.
Oh, hell yes.
And how about the 250 ceiling? Can we throw the 250 spending ceiling on them?
Hell yes.
Just get whatever we can out.
They can send it to you. My part is on my way.
The threat is that they will, if there's no answer today on some action, that they'll go out and come in again Wednesday. Presumably to override. There is a question on whether they can get a quorum. They've only got 52 senators today, and they had 318 representatives yesterday. I explored around with some of the guys up there, and they felt they would try to dramatize this issue by sending out the sergeant-at-arms and planes and all that to bring them back. And old hill hands seemed to think that they could get them back eventually, that they wouldn't adjourn Wednesday. They'd go in recesses until they could get everybody back.
Because they pretty much cleared the docket of the junk.
Wednesday, and then tell everybody to come back on Wednesday. And what they'll probably do is hold up some other bills to be acted on Wednesday, such as HR 1, debt ceiling, and our continuing appropriations. We checked with Mahon this morning, and he'd gotten a call from the speaker saying, don't move that on the floor right away.
I see.
Just this morning. So Mansfield apparently talked to the speaker. So I think they're prepared to try to come back on Wednesday for an override. I talked to Ford and asked him if he could get our guys to stay away. And he said he would try, but that he didn't think he'd be successful because they would send all these marshals around to pick him up. And that would be embarrassing to the members who were playing hooky. Mandatory spending and all the staff that can come in, and I just can't tell you what he's going to do on it. So you have to, Muskie's letter has raised a new legal question.
Has it?
Oh, sure.
Not a very significant one, but nevertheless, he says in the letter something different than he said on the floor. Does the letter become a part of the legislative history or not?
I have a feeling it would be better play the game out, you know, for all, because it looks a little bit like they forced us on this. And we never really doing it for the good of the country. We weren't even working, we were just a question of playing with the bill. And we did swap them on politics or something. But these assholes know that that thing is going to bust the budget. They know it. They know it. And they can talk all they want about discretionary spending. That's dishonest too. How often they won it. And they go say, well, he doesn't have to spend the money. On the other hand, sir, he's against water because he vetoed the bill. See my point?
Uh-huh.
If they wanted the money, they give us our bill, provided the 6 billion. I've almost started the veto message out by saying I act for $6 billion since we've done the job.
It's all set to go. So. Should make them look bad, I think. And if they have to go every 3 days to try to pull in a quorum, it really
well,
points up.
They go in just one time. Tuesday's the only time
any of
them arrive. They really have to go Wednesday.
I think
they go
in
Wednesday. See, I've been there Tuesday. I'd wait till then. If we play this game, I'd wait till
talk about all the tax troubles, about how much it's going to increase everybody's